It's Tony Schiavone, the voice of WCW and co-host of What Happened When. And you're listening to Run the Ropes Podcast with Teddy and BJ. Take it away, guys.
We are back, baby.
Back in the saddle.
Oh my God, we're back again.
Oh, yep. I was going with Aerosmith. You took it completely 90s boy band.
Hey, didn't they all like perform on the Super Bowl together?
They did.
There you go.
But that's not why we're here.
That's not.
Welcome back, guys, to the RTR podcast. This is your
co-host. Run the Ropes podcast. We're back.
This is your co-host, Birdman.
And LBJ.
We are in the new RTR studio, a.k.a. swapping trailers.
Anyways, we're back. We've been gone for a little bit. This week starts the war.
The revolution.
And we're trying to... We felt as if there was any time to be back, it should be now. We should start... back with talking about this. We are going to have a different format here on the pod in future episodes. We've got kind of a layout of things that we want to do, some stuff that we haven't done before, some of the things that we did do. So it's going to be some new things that hopefully you'll love and some old favorites and reliables. But we should start this off with a celebration.
With a little bit of the bubbly.
Go ahead and try this for a second.
Ew, God.
Nah, go ahead. Go ahead. I have handed the Birdman a Sprite bottle. How's that down your gullet?
It tastes like a candy cane.
Mm-hmm. This is a poor man's 101. A 101 normally is a 101 proof peppermint schnapp with some Sprite.
Uh-huh.
I'm using peppermint vodka to tone it down a little bit. So I still feel pretty good. But not, we don't want this podcast to go that crazy already.
Not on the first one.
Mm-mm.
But I'll stick to my Miller Lite.
It's a good celebration, though. It's a time. It is time to celebrate. Now, with all of that being said, I need to tell you something that, well, Birdman here, that I'm also telling the audience here. We hear young little Birdman.
Yes, if you hear
down the hall
a child crying, it's just my son wanting in the door.
Actually, he's not even wanting in the door. I think he's playing right now. But anyways, this is probably the most honest attempt at this that I'm giving. I know that sounds weird, especially to anyone else who might have heard or whatever, but... every attempt that we've done of this, I've been gung-ho. I've been wanting to push a message, push a way of doing things. And, some have been successful, some haven't. But it's always had, like, an agenda. There's no real agenda here other than being back and doing this because I enjoy doing it. So, I might not be your favorite person in the world. But I'm going to be the honest person in the world, in at least from my own perspective and point of view. I'm not saying that everything I say is absolutely right, nor you there, Birdman. But I am saying that what I will say about things, it might be more heartfelt than what I would have made things before. When you try to appease people, everyone, you lose a little bit of yourself in there. You gotta have your own take, and so for everyone listening, welcome back. Welcome to a very, very honest LBJ and Birdman RTR podcast.
This doesn't get any bigger than the war is about to begin because LBJ is being strictly AEW this time around.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm on the fence.
Now, to be fair... I do plan on watching NXT.
Yes.
But it is my secondary option. So it will be Thursdays that I'm watching that. AEW, I am in front of my TV when it comes on. That is my priority. Everything else can fuck off. Well, we just broke the censor.
You, sir, can.
We're not even 5 minutes in yet. Broke the censor.
Fuck off.
But yeah, I am Team AEW. I have been Team AEW. We've talked in the past and realized that there's only been about 5 years of my life that I've watched wrestling that I've ever only been Team WWE, and that was because
WCW went in the shitter.
And there was no options with me at the age that I was to know about. As soon as I started having options, I saw a little bit of ROH to know, like, people who, like, Austin Aries was.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't really get into them. But TNA, got into. Was able to watch it.
Then I went into the shitter.
No, I watched both. And then now, like, my world's so expansive with wrestling that I'm actually having to choose what I'm going to watch during the weeks and what I'm going to drop for the first time in my life because there's so much fucking wrestling.
Feels good, though.
We'll get to that in a minute. But yes, it does, in a way. But I have never been 100% WWE or nothing. Never been. So I was a WCW kid where you were a WWF kid.
Yes, sir.
So AEW for me
is WCW reincarnated.
It's not WCW reincarnated, but it is the biggest fucking thing to ever hit here that could potentially be the real alternative. New Japan matches are great. Can't be the alternative for me because of time wise. ROH crams a lot into whatever
show.
Yeah, and that's fine. It works, but it's taped. I can know stuff ahead of time. Things like that. It's enjoyable, but a lot of the big name stars left for AEW. TNA
is on the rise.
It's back on the rise again, but has suffered a lot and made me put it down lower, unfortunately, and that might change over time.
Excuse me for that.
Forgot you were on the live mic there.
It didn't think it was going to be as loud.
But so AEW is the best shot that these old alternative WCW guys have, and new fans who maybe don't know about these other smaller things, not that they're small, or aren't in-depth into the wrestling culture, know about. So this might be their best bet.
So they're spine-busting and leaving.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you don't get the reference?
Double A?
Yes, Double A, the enforcer. Yeah. Oh, so good to see him on TV. So good to see a spine-buster.
You know who has a really good spine buster?
Who?
Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode has a
Buster. I know this might sound weird, but top three spine busters might have to be Double A, Bobby Roode, and Triple H.
Yep, it's the only three. That is the only three. The Rock sucks. I hate The Rock's spine buster.
I mean,
but no, Triple H, Bobby Roode, and AA's is the best.
Yeah. Anyways, that was random as hell.
We don't care.
This one is a welcome back. We've not got as much of a structure as what we may or what we've had. I think the little bird man might be like ruffling the coop.
He's hungry.
Anyways. So yeah, go ahead.
This'll be when we posting this up.
It'll be this week. It won't be tonight, obviously. Yes. We've got AEW and NXT tonight.
So when you all hear this, these two shows will be aired.
I'm going to adjust a little bit on our hosting. Hopefully, we're still through who we've been through. Either way, we're going to get this out. I just got to see where things have changed since the time we've spent away.
And we've been away for a while.
We have. I think our last one
was before Mania. Yep.
Was it?
Yep.
I think it was after. I thought we were doing songs, entrance themes.
Nah, that was before Mania.
Really? I thought that was May. Wow. Yeah. It's been March then.
Yep, because I myself got burnt out after Mania and frustrated and quit watching wrestling. Didn't care if I watched it or not.
And that'll happen. I kind of did the same.
And then Double or Nothing happened, and it kind of brought me back.
Yep. I was going to say, I kind of did the same I got frustrated because of the Viking experience, aka the Viking Raiders now.
Yeah.
And I stopped watching NXT because of that. This sounds weird, but just follow me for a second. Yeah. I watched the takeovers because I like the wrestling, but I quit watching the weekly show because there wasn't a point, because none of the storylines are going to mean anything after what they did with Gargano and Ciampa and brought them back as a team when that feud was still going on.
They're going to the main roster.
And then what they did to the Viking Raiders, the War Raiders, I was like, oh, so none of this shit matters anymore. So NXT doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. It's just for good wrestling. So I'll watch the takeovers. That's where I get my story. I kind of disconnected from NXT. Raw was awful. Disconnected from Raw. SmackDown was okay, but it was hit and miss.
Yep.
So, okay. Impact I started getting back into. That was kind of keeping me going. New Japan stuff I was following. The G1 was overwhelming for me at the time, so I couldn't keep up with that, even though I wanted to. So, yeah, I kind of fell away from it, too, but not in the same way that you did, with complete disinterest.
Yep.
Mine was just so 50-50 on everything, I spot-checked it all. Like, I didn't set there to set for watch one full show. I just kind of was here for this thing and here for this thing and could care less about anything else. And so, yeah. But now that... recently that's started to change.
The revolution.
Yeah. So yeah. We're back in the saddle, as you put it. Mm-hmm. We're in interest in wrestling and in wanting to do this.
Yep.
And yeah. So we could go ahead and talk about this week.
Let's cover Raw first.
And by the way, when we're doing coverage, This is one of the changes here. We were doing podcasts where we were just covering everything, every single detail.
And no more.
Nah, we're gonna hit and miss on some stuff. Let's give a teaser
of what we got lined up.
Okay.
We got big topics. We have the group page on Facebook or Twitter. We put a poll up there, and you guys vote on what topic we should talk about.
And some topics will be bigger than others, and on those, kind of like how we did a while back with our greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time, we'll have some other people on.
Yep, and then we're going to have watch-alongs. We're going to post up 4 pay-per-views or 4 certain dates of Raw or SmackDown or WCW, and we'll let you guys vote on them, and then we record while we watch it, so when you guys listen to it, you can go back and listen to us while you watch it.
Yeah, we could tell you when we start, and you could just follow along. Yeah.
Then we got what ifs, like what if Undertaker went to WCW, or
when we did like the what if Sting and Undertaker,
like that in the archives. Yeah. In the archives, we can actually say that now. I've always wanted to say it. In our archives, you can listen to if Sting faced Taker. Then we'll have like a blow off episode,
which is not. Let's put the term blow off as in it is an extra space where we might do more just recap coverage, or we might have something special going on. We wanted to give the schedule an open enough so that every single week wasn't strict on a topic in case something big happened. Somebody wanted to be on the podcast, which anyone listening, if you'd like to be a part of that.
Or interviews.
Exactly. You can message us and hit us up, or we might do the same for you. So be on the lookout for that. So we use the term blow off as I was trying to put together a schedule, but it wasn't that we didn't care.
Yeah.
It was just, we needed the extra gap and it could be such a wide variety. I just labeled it as that.
Wait for it.
Because it's.
Wait off. For it.
Okay.
You know, we're officially back when I say this.
All right.
It's not a blow off like what your ex-girlfriend did to your best friend. Now we're good.
Well, I would have figured a blow-off would have been what your ex-girlfriend did to you and your best friend at the same time.
Oh, no, that just sounds awful.
It's a blow-off.
I don't like my friends that much.
Your friend did. Your ex did.
She might have. I don't know that.
Anyways.
But then we have, like, recent news.
Yeah, of course.
This or that.
Now, this or that, that's going to be... we kind of were doing, like, a 5 thing at the end of the episodes where it was like... Booker T or Mark Henry, or World Heavyweight title or WWE title, that kind of stuff, this or that, might be that with a little bit more in-depth meat behind it.
And then also, if you've been a member of our Facebook page for over a year now, you'll notice that we've been doing 2K stuff. Well, with the new 2K game coming out in October, we'll start our new season.
Now the new season won't begin until January.
Until January, about around the Royal Rumble
time. But we've got about a month and a half of wrap-up.
Yep.
Because we did have a delay there, too.
Yes.
Technical issues on my end. But I've been doing some tests to get us a new medium. The second test is this week. I think I initially said Tuesday. Oops.
Yeah.
But it is coming. I had a failure that day on network.
Yeah.
Basically, my network situation is out of my hands, and it comes. it's very finicky right now.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
But
so,
anyways, since our season is winding down in about a month, if there's anyone listening, you can hit us up on our Twitters at Teddy Anglin on Twitter or at
Everyone Loves BJ on Twitter.
Or you can hit up our Facebook page at Run the Ropes on Facebook.
Yep.
And shoot us a message on there or slide into our DMs for
now,
a character.
Now, nobody realizes this, and I'm probably going to have to remind someone because I think they thought I gave up on them. I didn't. I was just trying to find the right time. There's still a debut.
That's right.
We're this late in the season, and there's still someone right around the corner.
Hang on a second. Did you forget? There is also champion versus challenger. Loser leaves RTL.
No, I don't know. I don't even know you're talking about yet. I have not seen that person accept a challenge, and I have not seen
true.
The office book it yet.
That's true.
So, that's presumption.
Presumption.
Yeah.
We're just two commentators. We don't know what the hell's going on.
But when those 2K news things happen, you are going to have some updates like we're having right now. You might also be graced by the presence of an enigma named Beautiful BJ.
Huh.
El Tigre may show up. The leader of the big package, Teddy Anglin, may show up. You might have some interviews pop up.
You will have live promos.
You will have some in-character content with that as well.
And
that's right.
Believe me, you don't want to miss it.
We're so nerdy that we even go to that extra step.
We're okay with that. We may have some run-ins.
You never know.
You never know.
But, all right. I think that covers everything about the return. Everything about what's upcoming.
Don't call it a comeback.
We've been here
for years.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, for years, see?
So, with all that being said, let's get into this week. Let's just talk about this week. Let's start with Raw.
Yep.
And let me start out by saying, this week is one of the most important weeks in wrestling this year, if not this decade. There's a lot happening. Now, WWE is trying to build up that army. They're bringing all the legends and the famous people that you knew and everything back to Raw and SmackDown for all your segments. You're bringing out the best matchups you can possibly have. You're trying to make all your shows the best we've ever seen so that fans who might have wandered off are like, oh man, I'm back. And fans who have been there, are loving it even more, and like, wow, what a change is about to happen. And then new people can see it and be like, holy cow, this is amazing. So Raw is our first offering of that. And boy, I feel like, you ever watched The Price is Right? I'm gonna sound old now. You know the mountain climber?
Yeah.
That's what Raw was. That's what Raw was.
Did he fall off the end?
Yeah. Yep. We bid a little too high. And
at you.
That's the first offering. How in the world can you have that ending be your first offering? Yeah. But we'll start the show. New stage. Pyro's back.
Love
it's
the
great.
Stage. I love the stage.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, man.
I like
about
it.
To show up. Vert ramp.
Dude, I like it for some reason.
I'm okay with it.
I just think it's how it's more just like one giant screen.
Yeah.
Like Rey Mysterio coming out, like that entrance just looked cool as shit. Just straight up.
Yeah.
It was all just in one stage. And I don't want them to have pyro for everybody.
No, but there's some people that they should and some people that I could understand why they don't.
Like,
I think there's only been one person on that entire show so far that I was like, why didn't they have pyro?
Who was it?
AJ.
AJ was the one that had the pyro that made his entrance good in the beginning.
Yeah, but now he doesn't.
See, I don't like that.
Now, he did tweet about it. He said the action's in the ring. But that pyro helps make his entrance.
Yep, and I like that they brought the smoke back for Becky.
Yep, I liked the flame for Seth.
Yeah.
I liked Miz's Christian Randy Orton drizzle.
I was hoping that Randy Orton was going to come out to that.
Like, I think that's past him. But actually, we haven't got to see a full clean entrance from him because he was on his way down to the ring to talk immediately. So we'll see. But either way, that's all good. We start out with Brock destroying Rey Mysterio
and Dominik. That's not what he's selling.
Who, Dominik?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're taking an ass whooping for Brock Lesnar. Even with your training, you probably have not been thrown around without care for your own well-being.
I don't know. He bought you an F5.
And Brock threw him right to the ground for it. So, that's what I'm saying.
He did. But I think he threw him up with so much force. It really wasn't Dominic's fault.
I mean, that's fair, but
he's probably only a buck 95.
Yeah,
maybe 200 pounds, and that's nothing to Brock.
I hated how Jerry was like, he's a teenager, and
he's not a teenager.
He's 22.
And I just I love how Ray kind of took a beating. But like he was like no cell when Dominic's in a stretcher, like adrenaline took over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my boy.
I don't like that Ray took off the mask, even though it did make it more serious.
Right, I don't like that they showed it.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
But that's a minor detail. That segment was fine, but it left our Universal title match completely open, and so it was like, oh, what are we going to get? Now, fast forward into the show, I'm just going to... You've watched the show, or you're going to hear about it right now. Yeah, so I thought it was going to be the captain's match with him and Orton. I was not okay with that. I was okay with him and Orton. I'm just not okay with that's the substitute when it was supposed to be a Universal title match.
You know that was the highest rated segment in a long time for Raw?
I'm sure.
Was the Hogan and...
I'm sure. You heard two skeletons trying to get into a fight
before
Halloween.
I was pumped.
I wasn't. When he said, do you want one more round at the 24-inch pythons? I said, God, no, someone's going to die. Stop this before it starts.
I walked around the living room slapping my biceps and wooing because I was ready for it. I was like...
Marking out, huh?
I was like, if Flair gets him in a figure four right now, I will die. I could go to bed happy.
No. It's too late. So anyways... Now that we're talking about Flair and Hogan going at it in the Seth and Orton thing, it's setting up for Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
A show that I'm not going to watch. 5-on-5, like 2 or 3 weeks before Survivor Series. That's another thing that I'm like, okay, what the hell?
Yeah,
but it's Team Flair versus Team Hogan, with Hogan and Flair as the captain. Seth Rollins and Orton are the first member of those teams.
It's the captains.
But it's just, they're not the captains. Hogan and Flair are the captains. I hated when Hogan's like, and here's my team captain. You're the team captain.
he's more like the general manager.
So, ignore Lockdown 2010.
No.
When we had Team Flair versus Team Hogan already.
To be honest, couldn't everybody in Lockdown 2010 kind of be in this?
James Storm, the camp.
That's the only, but you can substitute him with Bobby Roode.
He was in it.
Oh shit!
I'm pretty sure he was in it.
They put Ziggler.
I don't know. I just.
But everybody else you could.
I don't know if everybody else you could. I can't remember. Now you're gonna make me have to do some.
You can bring Abyss out of being in the back.
Oh god.
Sting, he could be in it.
Yeah. No, he can't.
Oh my god.
Not anymore.
Get off of that. He could be.
I like Sting. More than anything, Sting. I am adamant on
Sting's that not... fight taker, and then I'm gonna have to hear BJ complain and moan and groan because it's in Saudi Arabia.
It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
All right, we'll find out Friday.
All right, I'm looking here.
Lockdown 2010.
Yeah. So Team Hogan was Abyss, Jeff Hardy,
yep.
Jeff Jarrett, and yep. RVD. So you can't have RVD. Abyss is working in the back now. Jeff Jarrett's working in the back now.
You got two.
And three of the four. Jeff Hardy's hurt, I believe.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. But Team Flair, Desmond Wolfe, he cannot wrestle anymore. He's a commentator. James Storm, nope. Robert Roode and Sting.
Yeah. So two of the four there.
Yeah. So what? You replaced Desmond Wolfe with Cesaro.
Yep.
And then James Storm with Ziggler.
Yep.
I don't see how they get along with Sting. TNA. And why would Sting be on either one of their teams? At this point in the game, Sting would have his own team. It'd be a triple threat.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Then it's their Taker in there and just have a fatal four-way.
Oh, God. I don't want four...
15-man match.
20. It's four 20, teams of five.
20, yeah.
Yeah, this was only eight, but... Yeah, this is 10-man.
Well,
but...
then you had your second... team members come out. It's gonna be Rusev.
Yeah,
and King Corbin.
And Rusev's a good guy now.
Yeah, and it's gonna be King Corbin.
And then Rusev cuts a bad guy promo, although he's a good guy, challenging for the Universal title. So, I will say this. I like Rusev. Seth versus Rey, I was interested in because it's gonna be a good dynamic match, but we know that Seth's gonna win.
But we know it's setting up for a bigger storyline with Lesnar.
Right. Besides all that, I'm saying the advertised match, we knew, I knew it was going to be a good match, but I knew who was going to win. Exactly. Rusev versus Seth, I'm happy that Rusev would get a Universal title shot. I'm not happy it's on a given where he's going to lose because Seth is defending it against the Fiend at Hell in a Cell in 6 days. So when Rusev was the replacement, I'm like, that's already bad main event. Not because of the people involved, just because I know better with the situations. So, everything else on the show, pretty good. Don't have a whole lot of complaints. The new commentary team, you can tell where they're learning as they're going. I like them, though. It's going to be weird to see how Jerry's helping them a lot at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see, as the two younger guys get into the groove, how they interact with Jerry, who is... definitely playing the older game.
He's basically being the color commentator like he always has been.
Yes, we need to get updated now on things. Yeah.
And then Vic Joseph is...
There's a few things that King was saying that it was like, oh, come on, King. Like, we're past that now.
I just hate when he does the, what?
I'm okay with that.
I am not.
Because it's goofy to me.
It's stupid.
I don't like where the... Yeah, they're not going to work out. Kind of like that Otis guy.
Yeah, I heard that.
Stakes and weights. He's working out.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing. You're not catching on with the gimmick then. But also, that jab wasn't necessary at this point in time. And it kind of takes away from other stuff. I'm not upset by it. I'm just saying that, like, King has his own way of doing things. And I like part of it. Part of it now feels dated. The new guys are learning, and you can tell that there are some places where they should have been more involved or said something this way or something, and they didn't. But I really like Vic Joseph. This Dom, I'm going to... Wait, is his name Dom? Wait, I think I just thought about Dominic
Mysterio.
Oh, my God.
I'll Google it.
Look him up. That makes me feel awful.
You should feel awful.
What is his name?
Dio Madden?
Dio. I knew it was a D.
Dom.
Dio.
No, remember Dio.
You're a rainbow in the dark. Dio. Even though that is not the portrayal of this Dio. But yes, Dio.
Dom. Dom.
Sorry. Dio added a little bit but was kind of, you could tell it was timid.
Well, the thing I don't like about it is when you get something new and you're listening, like it was with me with AEW.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell the guys apart of who's talking because I'm so instinctive with Corey, Michael Cole, JR, King,
yeah.
Byron.
Now, I like Vic Joseph, though.
But see, I haven't listened to him enough to know the difference.
Yeah.
Like, every other brand, like, it's kind of like Excalibur and Golden Boy.
Yeah, you couldn't really tell?
I can't tell, because I'm not used to
it. Well, now you're definitely going to be able to tell come tonight.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things, like, I'm not too extinct, like, with their voices just yet.
Yeah, too distinct, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Familiar with?
Yeah, so it's hard for me to get an emotional feel for it when I can't tell who's talking.
Go back and watch some old 205 Lives.
I'm going to have to.
Just the last recent ones, because I'm pretty sure Dio is real new.
It's the same way with Percy Watson. I knew his voice distinctively.
Yeah. But either way, so I do like the team. I think they'll be a lot better as they get in the groove. It's a learning process. This is the big show now. You're not doing... Well... Sorry. Yeah. It's not 205 Live where you kind of are a little bit more relaxed.
And Raw has more
pressure.
Yeah, but Raw is not also in the spotlight this week per se.
But it wasn't.
It needed to kick off the week strong.
Right.
And I think they did it with a new feel, a new commentary.
Yes.
New pyro, new all. I thought show period was probably 3.75 stars.
It's out of 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's where I'm at. I think 90% of the show was great.
The other 10% at the end.
The other 10% was WCW in the 2000s.
But we're talking about only in the end it sucked.
Now, we'll explain a little bit. If you haven't watched, if you have watched, here's what it is. We have Rusev and Seth in the main. Match is pretty decent. Rusev throws Seth over the top or disposes of him to the outside. As soon as that happens, well, first, I forgot. Orton and Corbin were out there watching. You saw them for about 3 minutes, and then you didn't even know that they were out there anymore, even though they were out there the whole time. That was very weird, because normally when people come out, they either come out to commentary, they watch for a minute until the end of the match and leave, or they intervene in the match. This was, oh, we're going to show them, and then all of a sudden, where'd they go?
They're still standing there, but
but they never put the cameras on them.
But I liked how when Rusev was standing in the ring waiting for Seth,
yeah,
he's like, how do you like your chair? It looks real good.
Yeah. Match is going on. Seth's out on the floor. All of a sudden, Bobby Lashley's music hit. We had seen a limo previously pull up. We're like, who's that?
Did you notice what the thing said?
What?
Dorsey? On the front of it?
No.
And I automatically thought of Duke the Dumpster Trozy.
I was going to say, someone on the Cultaholic video made a joke about that he showed up in Duke the Dumpster's limo.
When I seen that, I was like, that's
funny.
Really?
Yeah. Anyways, Lashley comes out, stands for like what feels like forever doing this gesture to the side of waiting for someone to come on. Rusev's just standing there.
It was really awkward how long it took.
Then, it was almost like it was a rib. But at the same time, on TV and on this night, that is not something that you should be doing.
It should have been as soon as he went out there, extended his hands, the music should have hit.
Exactly.
But it wasn't. Like he got frustrated. Like,
yep.
Come on.
But then it's Lana. Lana comes out. Lana gets right next to Bobby Lashley, and at first it looked like he was kissing her neck, and it was like
whispering sweet nothings in her ear.
And it was like, okay, well, I understand why they're not going full on with this because it's a different time
and they're both married, and okay,
that's enough. And then the next thing I know, there are tongues,
full on softcore porn.
There's groping, the leg extended up, and just you saw Rusev's eyes close, like he forcefully closed his eyes when they first kissed. And I don't know honestly if that it just happened to be him closing his eyes or him doing it for character or because they're married and he does actually, like, there's no problems there. It is something that bothers him.
And they took it to the fucking extreme.
Too far. Too far.
And then you got Randy Orton and Barry
Yeah,
Corbin.
But they didn't show that on TV, but that's funny.
They're killing
But it. The thing is Rusev didn't do anything about it. He just stood there awkwardly, like, watching them, and it's like, why didn't they have Rusev run up there, or why did this last so long? Then the lights go out, then the Fiend's on the floor choking out Seth Rollins. But they showed it so fast and so quickly that the Fiend didn't have the presence that he needed. This was the most convoluted last few minutes of a show, period.
Why did he do it to Seth? Why didn't they get Rusev?
Well, see, I thought that was initially how we were going to end things, Rey versus Rollins.
Because he was a legend.
Because he's been doing that,
He's going to go down.
Yep.
That's what I told you.
Yep.
But then, wouldn't it only make sense of him scaring Seth Rollins again?
Exactly.
The week before Hell in a Cell?
Exactly. I don't...
But then, I don't know how many people watch or look at shit online. After all, they had a damn dark match.
Oh.
And the Fiend lost.
He got pinned?
Seth Rollins pinned him in the dark match.
What?
Yeah. After all. How stupid.
They better not do that at Hell in a Cell. I don't know how I want Hell in a Cell to end, but I do not want
not
the
Seth.
Fiend losing.
If he loses, you might as well throw every credibility he has out there.
Yeah, I don't want the Fiend to lose. But I don't necessarily want to see him with the Universal title yet. He's had one match. So like,
I don't know. Have you seen the custom?
Yes, but the problem, we don't know if the custom's legit for them
if
yet.
It is.
But the problem that I'm having is, if he wins, eventually he has to lose it.
Well, yeah.
And so he will lose to somebody. Are we going to have the Fiend have a long title reign? And if he loses, I know you have a theory about him and Taker.
Nope.
Oh, okay, something else. I saw your brain working there. But
nope.
The thing about it is, last year's Hell in a Cell didn't have an ending because of Brock Lesnar. When it didn't matter, should have had an ending. I'm afraid that this year's isn't going to have an ending because it's the Fiend and they want to protect him, but they don't want Rollins to drop the title. Stop having Hell in a Cell matches with no ending. I'm saying that ahead of time. Anyways.
My brain is working.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it doesn't, but it's turning right now.
Okay.
Who was the first person the Fiend beat?
Finn.
What does Finn do when he gets extremely...
The Demon.
Who held the Universal title first?
The Demon. Okay, I give you that, but is that what people want to see as Universal title main event matches?
Let's put this on the table. This is your first straightforward comment, okay?
Okay.
Who wants to see it, you ask? Not a goddamn person, but does that really fucking matter in Vince McMahon's mind? Fuck no, because he doesn't give a shit.
I think it could be a good story, but I think that the Fiend is so protected right now that he doesn't need to lose to the first person that he beat. And
you know why he's protected? Because the things that are being written for him are by my boy, Bruce Pritchard.
Anyways, early loyalties being shown.
I still hate Cornette.
Anyways.
And shots fired once again. And it's the first one back.
Anyways. Finn, they have let flounder so much that even on a return, I'm going to be like, well, I need to see that he's actually going to be
used
right for me to care. No, he just wanted time off.
Because he got married.
Yep.
And he's honeymoon.
And he shaved his head.
Yeah, and he shaved his head. Oh my God, he forgot about that.
Yep.
He did shave his head.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're going to do there, but it can be a good story. I just don't know if people will care right now. You're going to have to give them a bigger reason to care. That being said, that's the end of Raw. 90% good.
What's your star rating?
Okay. Am I doing out of fives? I like doing out of tens.
No.
God. I guess I'll do it out of five.
We're gonna do Dave Meltzer's.
Raw this week. If it wouldn't have been for the main event, no. Listen, if it wouldn't have been for the main event, I'd have given it a 3.9 out of five.
Why you gotta do 3.9?
But
why can't you get 3.25, 3.5, 3.75? No, you get 3.9.
Well, this is just the way I do my numbers. This one is, because of the ending, is gonna get a 3.2.
I say about 3.25.
A little bit better than an average show, but the ending ruined it and dropped me back down.
So you gave it a 3.25 and I gave it a 3.75.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, all right.
And then last night was Impact Homecoming.
The
replay.
Replay.
So, but they're not coming on until October 29th on Access TV.
With new episodes.
With new episodes. Don't know if they're live. We don't know if they're taped. We have no idea yet. And then also on that channel, you're going to have New Japan and WOW, Women of Wrestling.
On Saturdays.
Yes, on Saturdays. And then
Access TV is a good channel for wrestling.
Yes, Impact Tuesdays, New Japan, and WOW is on Saturdays. Then, which brings us to the main event, Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah.
Night Wars.
I'm a tell you to hold on 1 second. Make sure if y'all didn't know, which I don't know how you couldn't at this point.
Oh, you didn't know?
SmackDown is on Fridays. This big one should be, I mean, it's going to be a huge show. I don't have anything to say about the show. I just want to see how it plays out. My biggest thing, it's still the skeptic in me, and I don't know why. I don't know why. It's the skeptic on if Punk shows up. It's the same way I said if he wasn't going to show up at AEW.
Let's hold that for next week.
Yeah, but I said that if he wasn't going to show up, he's not going to show up. And now I'm still like, yeah, he might show up on SmackDown. If he shows up on SmackDown, I don't think he's coming back as a wrestler. I think it'll be like an appearance like Stone Cold. And then if he is doing that FS1 show that's rumored, that's only what he's doing. He's just a commentator.
Well, we're fine with that. As long as he's underneath the WWE.
No, I'm not okay with him being underneath that.
Well, that's because you're flying the banner.
But that will be talked about a little bit next week.
Because Punk called him a bunch of dumbasses.
I'm not dealing with that right now. Next week.
It's because I'm right.
Whatever. So the main event tonight, NXT, AEW.
Three title defenses on NXT tonight.
AEW has the first women's champion being crowned. Has Cody versus Sammy Guevara. Hangman versus Pac, which is a match that we've been kind of waiting on because it was supposed to happen.
The best.
And then didn't happen. Kenny and the Bucks, the elite, versus Jericho. And I don't know what they're called. I forget what they're calling themselves now, but it's LAX from TNA, Santana and Ortiz. They're not calling themselves LAX anymore. TNA owns that. So, those alone should be good matches. I'm interested in the women's title match. I'm interested to see its placement on the card. I'm also very interested to see who wins because I think...
I want Rio to win it.
I don't.
I do.
I want Nyla to win it.
Yeah, but we have different reasons why. And we're not going to discuss them because
Nyla won the Battle Royal, which... She eliminated herself, I think, like 13 out of the 20 people?
Yes.
Riho won one match.
Yes.
Nyla, in theory, should be the best. So, I'm Team Nyla. All the time. All the time. Team Nyla.
That's fine.
I'm just not going to discuss her, it. Her and B. Priestley are my favorites in AEW women's division right now. So, anyways, we have... I feel like there's another match that I'm missing. MJF versus Brandon Cutler.
Oh, yeah.
Is there... Oh, SCU versus Lucha Express.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a six-man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus, and Marco.
Stunt.
Yeah, versus SCU. Which, we saw that, didn't we?
Yeah.
But we're going to see it on TV.
Are they starting the tag tournament tonight?
That's next week.
Next week.
The tag team tournament starts next week.
That's all right, because we're seeing the finale.
That's right. We're going to see the live fifth episode.
And we're probably going to shoot a podcast in the parking garage. No shit.
We'll see. We'll see what we got time for. But NXT has Riddle versus Adam Cole.
Shayna Baszler versus Candice LeRae. And Private Party. Woo! Street Profits versus Attitude Era.
Oh, man. That's funny.
That's the first fuck up.
Alright, so...
Hey, they were kind of the same.
No, they're not at all. Random, but I've heard that there's rumors that there might be a North American title match tonight, too.
I also hear rumors there's a Ciampa
return tonight. Yep. I could see that. But,
Moxley not on the card tonight?
I don't know. He's not actually wrestling. I don't know if he's healed up yet.
I wonder if he does a run in.
That or an appearance. I'd assume he's at least making an appearance.
Well, he posted on Twitter saying, live TV, Moxley live TV pissed off. Hashtag AEW Dynamite.
Well, then we might see
unless
him.
He does a run in the six man.
That could be possible. Keep him and Kenny going.
Before we end the podcast, can we?
Well, we're not ending it yet. I was gonna have you take your takes on who you thought was gonna win matches.
Oh, let's do that first before we get to what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, so NXT Championship match. Adam Cole's retaining.
Adam Cole, yeah.
Tag team match.
Undisputed Era.
Yep. Women's match.
Shayna Baszler.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's Candice.
Nobody. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Nobody's losing titles tonight.
AEW. Cody, Sammy. Cody says if he loses to Sammy, he's not the one facing Jericho.
I know.
Which I like if we're holding true to wins matter that much.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm saying Cody because they're going to go if wins matter. But then again, it kind of puts him in the spot of...
It would be a bit of a surprise.
That too, but it kind of puts him in the spot of putting over the younger talent.
Which, so far, he's put them on his level.
Yeah.
Like, he went to a time limit draw with Darby.
Yep.
So...
And Sean Spears, that was a good one.
Which, Sean's not younger talent, no, but putting the them on the level, yeah.
I say Cody...
Win. I'm going to say Cody will win this too, but it'll be a good match.
Okay.
Hangman versus Pac.
I want Hangman to pull
Pac,
it out.
Pac's going to win it.
I want Hangman.
Pac's going to be unstoppable. I think Pac is the next challenger to the world title after Cody.
MJF and Brandon Cutler?
MJF.
MJF.
I hate it, but I don't at the same time.
SCU versus Lucha Express.
Lucha Express gets the win in this one because they need it for the new TV. SCU got it at the pay-per-view. So, new TV, new people. We need to make people familiar with them. Lucha Express. Who else? Six-man tag.
Kenny and the Bucks, but at the end they get attacked by LAX and Jericho. Or Moxley returns.
Judas Effect. After the distraction from Moxley.
I feel like a lot of people would say that Judas Effect looks like the drizzling shits.
When he hits it, it's over.
I just need the Walls of Jericho for it to be over. That's it. Or it's fine.
It's recreation, man. He's the master of
reinventing. No,
he's not. Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He's the master of reinventing himself.
No, he's not.
Yes.
Taker is.
Taker's never reinvented himself more than being the American badass.
Just because Jericho cuts his hair and grows
No. He has reinvented himself. With Taker, you have Taker by outfit changes or Ministry of Darkness... Or American Badass. Those are your three takers. It's either an outfit change and he's the Undertaker, or he's the Ministry of Darkness taker, or he's the American Badass taker. That's it. That is it. Jericho has been Lionheart. He's been Y2J. He's been King of the World. He's been Bon Jovi, Chris Jericho.
I don't even count that.
Save us, Y2J. That's what I mean by Bon Jovi one. Save us, Y2J. he's had the list of Jericho.
Really?
Which it reinvented his character, his appearance, and everything was completely different.
Oh, Scarf Jericho.
He had that weird silent thing for a minute.
Who can forget that?
He's had the Painmaker, which is his current one that he's kind of elevated a bit since coming to AEW and then adding the new move. He is the guy who changes it up. The name stays the same, but he changes how he acts with his look change. Where Taker, other than Ministry and American Badass, just changes the look. That's why I give it Jericho over Taker. It's not discrediting Taker, because I like Ministry preferred, and I have my favorite, like, Taker outfits that I like better.
I hate Taker.
But I don't think his mannerisms changed with a lot of the characters, minus American Badass and Ministry.
I hate Ministry Taker.
That's actually what started selling me over into WWF.
I hated Ministry Taker.
When he took Midian and cut the symbol on him on live TV.
He's going to sacrifice Austin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that... Oh, man, I was so into that.
Where to, Stephanie? Anyways, good one. Six-man tag.
We went off the rails there.
And it's almost AEW time.
So... I'm going Jericho and Santana and Ortiz. And then we already discussed the women's title match. You're Riho and I am Team Nyla.
Yeah.
All day, every day. I mean, there are a few other matches on NXT, but they're not for the titles, and they're just kind of like Gargano and Shane Thorne.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know who's going to win that. Shane Thorne. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It'll just be interesting to see. Now, here's what I will end this podcast on with. You have something to say, and I have something to say. Is yours pertaining to an end and a question or a statement? I have a question.
Mine's kind of an end and a statement.
Okay.
Kinda.
Okay, so I have the question.
Go ahead.
Who's the first defector, and is it tonight? There have been rumors that Jack Swagger, is going to show up, but I don't think... That's a big enough punch to say, hey, look who's here.
Yeah.
Who is a big enough punch that could show up tonight on AEW Dynamite? This is all in theory. It could be absolutely no one and nothing could happen. But just historically, for people who are trying to compare AEW to WCW, very first episode of Nitro had Lex Luger. So if... The very first episode of Dynamite has someone. Who would it be? Who do you think it would be?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Like you don't have a thought. You don't have someone you'd like to see.
No, my
anything?
Mind's blank right now.
Well,
who do you have?
It really does take some time to think about, because WWE has been like locking down their people left and right.
Besides Jack Swagger, that was who my initial thought was, and then you said don't think him.
So Jack Swagger is your person. And I could see it for this MMA background and why that's important and a big deal. I don't know. Like, I have my own, like, weirdness about it, too, on who it could be. I was wondering if it would even be an ex-WWE guy, or if he'd be from somewhere else.
Like a legend?
Huh?
Like a legend?
Yeah, like if it'd be a legend or something, but... I don't know. I think Legend, we already have him affiliated, but it would be kind of cool to see a DDP show up.
Yeah.
If, just as an appearance.
Yeah.
Probably maybe the Arn Anderson thing. But if it's somebody who's working, I don't know if it would be a WWE guy.
I'm just interested to see how they start the show.
Unless it would be the John Morrison... To just go ahead and surprise everybody because they heard the report he signed with WWE, and then...
He shot it down.
He's Johnny Elite.
I'm just interested to see how they open the show. I don't know if they're going to open it with a promo or they're going to just go straight into the matches.
Yeah, I don't know. It will be interesting to see for sure. But, I've thinking along those lines. If it's not a WWE guy and you have a debut of somebody, who would you have show up tonight?
Taven.
You'd think it'd be you'd want Taven?
Yeah.
Where would you want him to show up? What, do you want it just be a promo, or you want him to, like, interfere in something?
No,
or?
Take it back.
What?
But I know this can't happen because of contracts.
What?
Marty.
I think Marty's for a special thing down the road, but I want Marty, too.
Yeah.
I do. But I'd say Jeff Cobb. I think his contract's just ending or just ended with ROH.
Is that why he lost the TV title?
He lost the TV title a while back. But
who had it between...
Shane Taylor has it right now. He's had it for the last like couple months.
Okay, he defended it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to see Jeff Cobb show up, and I always get an eye roll when I say this to certain people, but if he Matanza Cueto'd him, but as Jeff Cobb, not as Matanza Cueto from Lucha Underground, it, like, say he showed up in the six-man tag, not the big one, but like SCU versus Lucha Express, and he just killed every person and then just walked away. And it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, I want him to come in on a Pentagon and Phoenix match.
Because he's been...
with Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
And they would be, and they would show it.
Yeah.
And then you could see the emotion. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. He killed 9 people what in one fuck? Match.
Oh, shit. It's him.
Back. I would love to see that. I don't think we'll get it. But that's my fantasy call for the night. Obviously we mentioned a few names that it could be. There's probably plenty others that we're not even thinking about.
I don't know whose contracts are up, and
I don't know, but regardless, tonight is going to be very interesting. As you can tell from our excitement about it and people all over the place, for those of you who are watching it tonight, we hope it's great for ourselves, let alone for you guys.
And also if you miss it at 8:00, it will be replayed at 10:00.
Yes. So awesome.
From 8 to 10.
And then 10 to 12.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Now, what was your last thing here before we...
Have you seen Monday's Being the Elite?
I have not.
Oh, fuck. I can't talk about them.
Cleaner's back?
No. We don't know that.
Okay.
Can I go ahead and say it?
Go ahead.
Matt Jackson called Kenny, said, we need the cleaner. So Kenny's like all fucking... bags underneath his eyes, hugging a Bret Hart pillow. Then he goes and takes the camera and he picks up the aviators.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows him and he throws them in the garbage.
Oh.
And then walk. And then it just ends. It's only like a 3-minute.
So are we even going to get the cleaner then?
He picked it up, looked at him, threw him in the trash, end of episode.
Weird. It
was only a 3-minute one.
Hmm.
Like the shortest one they've had.
That's weird. All right. Well. That is an interesting layer there, yeah.
In the podcast there.
guys, we're back. We'll be more talking about what happened on SmackDown and this very important week in wrestling next episode. And for those of you who have come back and listened to us and those of you who it might be your first time listening to us, we hope you've enjoyed it. We hope you like it. If you have any words that you want to say about anything that we've talked about, if you have any comments you'd like to make, anything that you'd like to add to the show, we are always open for suggestions, comments, and having everybody on. Like, this is not a podcast that is just like, oh, it's just us all the time, whatever. Like, no, like, we do this for fun, but we would love to have other opinions and other views and other voices. So just hit us up. Let us know. I think that's it. And guys, as always, as I end on the 2K, as we ended on the pod, oh, little Birdman. Little Birdman is flying the coop.
We gotta end this.
Guys, as always, thank you for running with us.
Bye.